any business machines. Please leave your company name and your phone number and the nature of your problem, and I will return your call right away. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hi. This is Bill over at Microsoft. Yeah, listen, our number is 425-882-8080, and we're actually calling in regard of one of our products. It's it's called Internet Explorer. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't even know where to begin. It's just, you know, it's got more holes than Swiss cheese. It's terrible. It's a piece of crap is what it is. I don't know, if you can do something about it, maybe you could take a look at it, you know.
Are you a recently on-call technician with Quality Business Machines? Please leave your company name and your phone number and the nature of your problem, and I will return your call right away. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hi. This is Bill over at Microsoft. Yeah, listen, our number is 425-882-8080, and we're actually calling in regard of one of our products. It's it's called Internet Explorer. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't even know where to begin. It's just, you know, it's got more holes than Swiss cheese. It's terrible. It's a piece of crap is what it is. I don't know, if you can do something about it, maybe you could take a look at it, you know.
Hello.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay, once again. All right, Dash, you're there, right?
I am here.
Okay, now I think we're broadcasting, but something keeps booting me off of Rant Radio.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I screwed up the stream for you there.
Yeah, I'm trying to start recording it again. So are we on now?
We're on now. Here's the thing, though. When I started broadcasting, like a half hour before the show began, it disconnected from Rant Radio. The Shoutcast source player just said it wasn't connected anymore, which usually happens when someone kicks me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if someone has the pass to Rant Radio and decide, hey, let's kick it right now, or it's just a technical glitch. But it happened. Oh, it happened about 15 minutes before the show started. I had to reconnect, and then I was playing the opening theme, and I looked over, and sure enough, it was disconnected yet again.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
And you know what? I got a feeling it may disconnect before the show is actually over.
You know what? What do we need to start over?
What's that?
Start over.
Start over?
Yeah, we'll start over.
You mean like right now?
Right now. We're starting over.
Okay. I suppose we can do that.
We can do that.
It's not that hard. I just gotta do this. Okay, I don't think we should risk it anymore.
Okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
They're keeping us on our toes is what they're doing.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to...
I'd like to know what happened.
...to say a few things tonight, so... Yes, let me open up Real Player. I've given up on Winamp.
Why is that?
But, I'm getting there.
All right, damn.
I've given up on Winamp because... Oh.
Why do you give up on...
First of all, Real Player's going to piss damn advertisements.
Yeah, they'll do that. Unless you pay for it, then you gotta see all the ads.
I gotta see friggin' Alanis Morissette every time I open up Winamp. Oh, there she goes. Bye-bye. Okay. I've given up on Winamp because every time I open it up, it freezes. And that was the cause of the problem last week. Now, I know when we put up the description for the show, we had said at the very end, don't ask us what happened here. And, of course, we get like 10 emails saying, what the hell happened?
What the hell happened right here?
You know, at the end, it just kind of loops over and over.
Then it disappears.
It just loops over and over. It's screwy.
Yeah,
so
it is.
You got to deal with it.
You need to get your XP back. As much as it pains me to say that.
Yeah, because 98 is... Well, the problem is that 98 does not like too much RAM. I know that sounds weird. It's hard to believe, but it's the truth.
Is it the truth? How have you gathered this information?
My teacher, actually.
Oh, your teacher.
Mr. Summer at Porter and Chester, who was one of the men that invented the electric barcode scanner.
Oh, I see.
Well, Dash, what have you done?
Hey, man, I helped invent...
A cartoon that landed your ass in jail?
The keyboard.
No, you didn't.
I'm the one that put the A in the keyboard.
You put the A on, huh?
The letter A, I put the A on. Man.
All right, so they were planning on having every other letter but A, and then you came along and you said, how about we put the letter A next to the S?
Anyways, do you think Windows 98 doesn't like a lot of RAM? That
yeah.
Makes sense.
And I have 512 megs of it, so... Well, it's an older operating system, and it doesn't like that much memory, Dash.
I don't know about that. That seems a little sketchy to me.
Yeah, but everything else on my 64 megs of RAM machine works fine, but when you get it on the 512, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I still don't think that's a problem.
All right, Dash. Well, you're more elite than the guy who's been doing this stuff since the 60s.
Right.
You're far more elite than him. He only knows how to program barcode scanners, you know, so...
Could do that in my sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the only thing you do in your sleep is snore and drool.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And dream about Britney Spears.
Oh, who doesn't do that?
I know a couple ladies.
Yeah.
All right, so far we're still broadcasting. I think someone at Rant Radio doesn't like us.
I don't think that's it.
That makes me feel pretty special, actually. But anyway... Well, I don't know what it is. It could be a technical problem, but if it's a technical problem, it's going to screw us up, and we're going to have to leave Rant Radio because you know they're not doing it for us.
I think if Rant Radio had a problem with us, they'd email us and tell us, hey, get the hell off our our streams.
I'm saying if it is a technical problem, how could we physically broadcast on them? We can't. Otherwise, we'll have to put up with this every week.
No, I don't think it's going to be a problem every week.
Well, I hope not. It was a problem last week because when I had started broadcasting last week, once I figured out that I couldn't broadcast the two streams, I got onto Rant and then all of a sudden, boom, disconnected from it. I'm like, what the hell? So I go back on and then it worked fine, at least I think it did. And then, like I said, this week, 15 minutes before, it disconnects. And right now, I'm watching it. I'm keeping an eye on both streams and they're both up right now, but... Getting a little nervous, Dash.
Well, man, see, this is what you got to go through when you do live internet radio, man.
Well, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people think that they could stop HackerMind by shutting down the streams.
No.
No, we can always record them.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, you might stop the live show.
And, you know, apparently not a lot of people listen to the live show. Most people download it.
Really?
Yeah, I put up a little poll over at HackerMind.net, and... Well, it's not an accurate poll. Not everybody who listens played along, but most people say that they listen live when they can, download it when they have to, which makes sense. And then I think 4 people said that they download it, and then 3 people said they always listen live. So,
hey, well, you know, as long as they get it, I don't really care.
Yeah, but my whole point is I understand that not everybody can tune in live. I mean, it's impossible, especially when you consider the time zones. Anywhere east of me is, you know, middle of the night, early morning. Anywhere west of me is early nighttime. You know, when people are out doing stuff. For me, it's 10 o'clock. For you, it's 9. But for everybody else, they're either sleeping or doing something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. People hear it. They'll hear it. If they'll download it or they'll listen live, they'll hear it and they'll be all, they'll, you know, they like it.
Yeah, but then they always miss something because something screws up when we do it live. Like, I had opened the show actually with Bill Gates. Yeah, that was the real Bill Gates, and he was reporting his Microsoft Internet Explorer vulnerabilities to some company. Now, did that record?
I don't know. I want to check. I can check for you.
You know what? Don't mess around with anything right now.
See, my computer is fine.
Yeah, you
oh,
sure?
Oh, screwy like yours, okay?
Yeah. Well, if it's a Windows operating system, it was born screwy.
It is. I just installed it earlier.
Yeah, so. You got Windows 2000, right?
Yep. All right, let's see. It's probably this one right here. Let's see what I got.
Let's see what Dash has.
I do have the intro with Bill Gates.
All right, good. So you can piece it together.
Yes, I can.
All right. That's the great thing about technology. We could forget some things ever happened. Ah, yes. Erasing the past. 1984 is upon us. But you know what?
What?
Now that we are broadcasting and everything set up, the show is Hacker Mind. This is your host, Screamer Chaotix. And on the phone, the one, the only, the man, the legend, the myth, Dash Interrupt.
Yeah, whatever, something like that.
You can join us in irc.2600.net channel.
All right, what's up with IRC? What's up with 2600.net? Yes. I mean, I registered my nick on there before. I go in there today, and it's all not working. I can't, you know, send my pass. It doesn't recognize that my nick is registered.
You know, I've had a lot of problems with the nick server over 2600. Sometimes I go there, and it says, your nick is not registered, and I'm, yeah, it is. And then I'll go back, and it says, okay, please enter your pass. So,
yeah, it's weird.
I think their nick server is on crack. But I do want to say that I hope people are calling the conference line, because like we said, we're going to keep that open all night. So it's 10:12 right now. Get on the line. It's 305-503-6666, extension 947, and we will be calling it up, so we want to hear from you.
Yeah, we do. We want to hear from you.
Now, we know we're going to have, well, we don't know, but we're probably going to have some boneheads that want to get on there and go, oh, man, I'm on the air. So let's try to get some normal people on there. Well, you know, as normal as HackerMind listeners get.
Yeah, they don't get too normal.
No. So,
We'll hope for the best.
We'll get to that in a little while.
Yeah. Well, then somebody's just gonna call and they're gonna be all sitting there being all mad, just waiting for them to put me on the air.
Yeah, but that's the beautiful part, because if
they should get in there and talk to each other. That's what they should do.
Yeah, if two people call in, then they can talk to each other. That's what we want. This is like practice for Han too. Because
yeah, you need to call in just in case there is only one person in there. You know, you can talk to them.
This is like practice for Han 2, because this way we could see how it works, you know, because with Han 2, it's going to be 4 hours. We're going to have multiple conference lines, multiple rooms, all opened up for 4 hours, so people can call in, chit-chat about whatever they want, and we'll get to them sporadically throughout the show. We'll go back and forth between chat rooms and conference lines, whatever you want to call them,
right.
And talk to our people. Now, before we go any further, why don't we get that question of the week out of the way?
Oh, the question of 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, give that a read.
Question of weeks past?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get it. Okay, the question of weeks past, the ghost of the question of the week is... Wait, what is it? Great, now I don't have it. Okay, just give me a second, and I'll have it.
We'll be waiting.
Okay, you just wait there for a second, all right? You just hold on. Hold on to your butts.
Okay, Dash. Tell you what, how about I...
I have the replies, but for some reason I don't have the actual question.
Okay.
It was, I think, if you could search any building, what would it be?
That was it?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Hang on, let me get the official question, and I will be right with you. I don't know. I thought I had this. I'm prepared here, but it's at the here we go.
Well, that's okay, Dash. I know you're gonna bring a lot of cool stuff to the show next week.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Next week.
Well, next week is nothing in particular, but you know, it's about time Dash Interrupt contributed.
I contribute every week. Let's see. Where is it? It's right here. Right. Here we go. If you had the opportunity to search the interior of any building or structure legally, what would it be? And this comes to that question came to us from Tuxbox.
Okie dokie.
And I have some replies here. First one comes from Winter Mute. He says, my local CO, I don't think they give tours, so I guess it is illegal to be there unless you work there. I really want to see what goes on behind the scenes of the telephone network.
His central office doesn't give tours?
I don't know.
That's a lame central office.
Okay, continue.
Next
one comes from Cyrez. He says, if I had access to every room, I would search the NSA. That would be cool. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Unreal says, definitely the installation at Groom Lake, a.k.a. Area 51. Gozer says, since I was about 15 minutes from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, I'd like to go explore the underground hangars they have. Then I could compare my notes with Unreal after he hits Area 51. Sounds like a plan. Y'all need to do that, I think. Just, you know, you'd get arrested, but still. Last one that I have comes from Lucid Dreamer. He says, if I could explore any building, I would explore the President's Secret Compound, which is in Virginia.
Some secret.
Yeah, Secret Compound. Not to be confused with the old one, which you can take tours, green something in a hotel, all right, whatever that is. He says, I've seen the outside. It's built into the side of a mountain. It would be interesting to see what lies within. Also, I haven't been there in a long time. I wonder if there are any evildoers will be shot signs up. If I couldn't see that one, I would go to the government backup compound. It exists in case of attack. I heard it's about the size of the Pentagon. The entrance to this one is pretty cool. You have to drive about 2 miles underground to reach it.
So these are all secrets, but
I've never heard of the President's Secret Compound.
Well, that's because they're secrets.
How does Lucid Dreamer know about the President's Secret Compound?
He's obviously better than us.
He's on the inside.
Yeah.
Inside player. No, I don't know.
So is that all we got?
That's all the questions. I mean, that's all the answers I got, yeah.
Now, do you have a new one for this week, or should we not even bother?
I don't know. What do you think? Should we bother?
I wouldn't.
You don't want to do it?
No. You know.
All right, we won't then.
I mean, if the people have something that they want to ask, they could put it on our message board, and hell, we'll gladly read the replies.
Right.
Let the listeners decide what they want.
Okay.
Put up a million questions of the week, and we'll read the best answers.
Yeah, sounds good.
See, that's how you do things the democratic way. Okie dokie. Now, I want to get to our first special segment here. Traveling. Traveling's always fun, and recently our buddy Unreal did some traveling.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Where'd he go?
He went from Prescott, Arizona to San Diego, California, where he lives.
Okay.
And during two stops on this trip, he called in to HackerMind headquarters, and I recorded the conversations, so let's follow Unreal's adventure.
Okay.
On the phone we have Unreal. Now, where are you, Unreal?
I am in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm on my way to San Diego, going back home.
You're going back home. Now, for those people that don't know, you know, those people that don't tune in every week, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Prescott, Arizona. Going to college there.
Going to college there. Now, how long of a ride is this?
7 or 8 hours, depending.
7 or 8 hours. Hmm.
7 hours or so.
Wow.
Not much driving.
Not much, huh?
No.
Are you on, like, desert roads, or what is it like out there?
Actually, I just came out of the mountains. I'm now pretty much near sea level. And it's freaking hot out here. Like, 100 degrees, probably.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, are you taking this trip alone?
Yep, just me, and just keeping an eye on the load in the back of my truck. I had to go secure it again.
Wow. Now, have you gotten lost at all?
No, actually, I've done this trip 7 or 8 times already.
Oh, so you know what lies ahead.
Yep. And it's not pleasant.
Not pleasant, huh?
Pretty much after this, it's 5 or 6 more hours of straight road through the desert.
Wow, so now you're standing at a payphone, right?
Yep.
You're by a gas station.
Yep, Texaco, right here.
Now, I'm picturing a gas station out in the middle of the desert. Am I wrong?
Oh, actually, it's in a pretty populated area. It's a pretty big gas station, pretty busy.
Now, I gotta ask, out of curiosity, what kind of phone is it? What's the company?
It is. Oh, crap. I would assume it's a Questrack Bell, but it doesn't really say.
Hmm. Could be a Kokat.
Could be. Yeah.
Does it have the number written on it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh. Well, that sucks. Now we can't call it. Oh, well.
Well, it says direct questions to American General Payphone, so.
Oh, that sounds like a Kokat to me.
Could be.
That sounds like a Alcoca. And it'll actually let you dial an 800 number. Well, that's always nice.
It did, but it took forever. I heard a bunch of clicks, and then it finally started ringing. So.
Well, I guess it was a little reluctant, maybe.
It was.
All right, so I don't want to keep you too long. I know you got a long ride ahead of you.
Okay.
But it's good that you're checking in with us, and we'll be playing this on the show.
All right, good deal. If you want me to call from anywhere else, I'll be going through Yuma or El Centro or anything like that. I'd be more than happy to give you a call.
Well, I'll tell you what. About an hour before you reach your house, give us a call.
Not a problem. It should be El Centro probably 5 or 6 hours if you're still up.
Oh, I will be. Believe me.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okie dokie. Now, that was the first segment with Unreal. Now, Dash, have you ever taken a really long road trip and just taking in the sights, taking in the views, and seeing the different cultures that you pass through? I mean, even if it's just 7 hours.
I have before when I was younger, but not. I really don't remember it.
I mean, for me, I'll drive through Pennsylvania, and I'll go from seeing the cities of New York to seeing the Amish people having a little market sale.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
I never really have.
It's crazy how you can see so many different people.
But Unreal is, he traveled from where he was staying to his home. And did he go to the desert? Did he say went to the desert?
Well, it's pretty much all desert out there, yeah.
Oh, okay. There's got to be like one gas station out in the middle of the desert with a payphone just sitting right there.
Well, he found it.
He did.
And that's why we have to wait until the second segment when we'll get that payphone's number.
Oh, okay. When's the second segment?
The second segment will be when I play the second segment.
I gotta take forever to play the second segment, dude. I want to hear the second segment.
Well, you need something to look forward to, and if you're looking forward to the second segment of the Unreal conversation, I think even Unreal would agree. That's kind of sad.
Hey, I just like to say second segment.
Yeah, well, we know you do. All right, I think we should talk about something that's pretty important, you know, since we're still broadcasting and all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's good that we're still on the air.
Yeah, I hope so anyway. SOCAN, a Canadian music regulatory body such as the U.S.'s RIAA, is trying to pass the legislation of Tariff 22 for the year 2003. Tariff 22 embodies an invasion of privacy on the listening public and an unnecessary tax on Canadian internet radio stations. Selfless free promotion of underplayed music should not be stifled in the interest of lining the pockets of big corporations. Just like CARP that was recently defeated due to public outcry in the U.S., we are standing up to fight for the nonprofit Canadian internet radio stations. And this comes from rantradio.com. And it continues with, Tariff 22 is on the tables once again this year for Canadian internet broadcasters. All the information about Tariff 22 can be found on page 28 through 30 of this PDF the Copyright Board filed as a proposal for the year 2003. Below is a letter which was sent to Claude Majot, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name, and other people protesting Tariff 22 and its impact on Rant Radio and Canadian internet broadcasting. Now, if you want to read more about that, I suggest you go to rantradio.com, and even 2600.com has a link to the Rant Radio story. Now, if you want to stop this, the best thing to do is to send a handwritten letter, that means paper, not email, to Claude Majot. And again, I'm sorry if I'm killing that name.
Claude Majot.
Yeah, let me spell that real quick. This will be recorded, so if you miss it, you can always download the show. C-L-A-U-D-E, Claude.
What?
Majot. M-A-J-E-A-U.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, M-A-J-E-A-U. He is Secretary General, 56 Spark Street, Suite 800, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, K-1-A-0-C-9.
Hopefully, you know, it'll turn out like the car thing here in the United States.
Well, we can only hope, because remember, Rant Radio was broadcasting us, and they're broadcasting from Canada, so if they get shut down, we get shut down. But as you know, there's no stopping Hackermind. We'll always be back in one form or another.
You can't stop us.
You can't. There are a couple things in this world you can't stop, all right? You can't stop The Rock, and you can't stop Hackermind.
Can't stop The Rock?
You can't stop it. That's what I'm told.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what I'm told, Dash. I mean, if you're calling him a liar...
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
We're going to take a brief musical interlude.
Yeah, a musical interlude. Hang on, I want people to be looking at something while they're listening to the interlude.
Okay, what do you want them to look at?
I'm going to give them a URL to an image. I want them to check it out, all right?
All right, well, be sure to say it out loud because not everybody's in the chat.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say it out loud. I'm not just going to think it.
Well, I thought you might type it.
I will do that, too. It's www.snpx.com/images, that's with a capital I, images, /computerbomb.jpg.
Okay, everybody, go check that out.
snpx.com/images/computerbomb.jpg.
And we will
check that out while you're listening to the musical interlude.
Back in a few.
Yo, this is a capitalist system. Yo, yo, world, how y'all doing? Don't be shy, I'm on the way back, man. Maybe y'all can't see me. Oh, you got it. Good job. Yo. Italian Pali Ichiban, Japan is moosh moosh. Yo, I'm able to keep it fresh like vegetables and couscous. Got the cop and the cash goose goose. Living proof, you want the truth? Nah, you can't handle the truth. Flip it like any Angelo, be it Michael or D. Paint the ceiling with my sound, smoke breeze with melodies. Ah, enter the palace with no malice intended. The elves make you cough, the chalice is recommended. Particularly filled with sticky that I got from Manny. Break mics like Amy Fisher, breaking the family. It can be all so simple if you let it. If you don't want to, don't get it. You feel little when you let the power of the rhythm hit you. White widow got my eyes Chinese, but sharp as leaves. Paper cutting your skin whenever I write with my pen and make a point. Y'all be like, yeah, that's the joint, yo, man. Got the track on a tap that make it easy to complete. Cause I write shit with thought without the beat. See you on the hook like a fish. We knock it out, no doubt the shit fits. Like cows and Christmas. So, come on, bam, come on. I lock you in my sentence and the shit's a run on. Yo, Brooklyn. Yeah, so I leave the next two be up. So I suggest you re up. Freeze up like your hair shot. Now I can trace the tracks of all the teardrops of every single MC in earshot. I fear not or none. Each get my camouflage from Rice Mahoney. My rhymes are worth the price of Sony. The light lasts for 1 minute like Rice Aroni. Son, I'm nice, you're phony. It seems like all you want in life's to know me. I'm colder than when the ground's covered with ice and the snowy one and only. So leave quality from each other reflect. Yo, I come to Tokyo where everything is hot tech. So I feel right at home, writing poems, fighting clothes, and write my own style. But they ain't got one, I got drive while you got shotgun. Please stop, son, I watch it on the bus a lot. And all this Shibuya has got to stop. I'm just playing. Japanese culture is like amazing. Animation is like hair raising. Kick selection got no limit. Eating seaweed, maybe one day I get with it. But when I see weed, I'm smoking. I'm just joking, really not though. My homie comment taught me arigato. My art got no boundaries like Pablo Picasso. You don't know, you never knew. Big up the rules, see you in the show or on the avenue of the Americas, etc., etc. You get the point, you want hot shit, I got a plethora. Classics, it's the best of Brooklyn, New York City. We never come in shitty. I get more love in Japan than Hello Kitty. Such a pity, these MCs think they're hanging with me. Catch me on Japanese MTV, where most ditty. My lead's next to be up, so I suggest you re-up. Or freeze up like your hair shot. Now I can trace the tracks of all the teardrops of every single MC in earshot. I think I'm not on none.
Oedipus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. It says, it is already possible for an assassin to send someone an email with an innocent-looking attachment connected to it. When the receiver downloads the attachment, the electrical current and molecular structure of the central processing unit is altered, causing it to blast apart like a hand grenade.
I don't believe that.
Oh, shit. We're on this. Oh. Damn it, Screamer.
What?
Screamer.
What?
Oh, that's not cool, man.
That is so cool. No, you guys were doing great. Keep going.
Yeah.
We were really getting into this conversation here.
Yeah, they were.
Keep talking about our computer bombs now.
Yeah, email and bombs and all sorts of fun stuff.
Great, yeah. FBI's going to come and kick our ass. Great.
Oh, come on. You know there's no privacy in the world. So who do we have on the line?
We got Wintermute.
Hello, Wintermute. How you doing?
Hey, Wintermute.
Thank you.
Who else we got?
Kamikaze.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Anybody else?
And Oedipus.
Oedipus. All right. So are you guys the only three?
Exactly.
Two or
four. Oh, boy. Only three. That's, you know, that's a shame. We expect more from our listeners.
I heard a fourth.
A fourth?
Okay.
No, that was Screamer going silent on us.
Yeah.
I see.
Like, I'm like, who's there? No one answers. And then Kamikaze goes, no one. Continue talking.
Yeah.
And then I hear Oedipus' voice in the background. Is that the phone? Or is that my speakers? I'm like, damn it. You put us on.
Yeah, we like confusing people.
And I'm hearing myself on delay.
Oh, yeah. That will definitely throw you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so do you guys have anything you want to say? Because you guys actually had the balls to call in and be on the air. So it's your mic.
Yeah, the open mic night.
I'm speechless.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody have anything at all?
Not really.
Not really. Okay, shout-outs. I know you guys got shout-outs.
Shout-outs to my
shout-outs. Or you want to hear some shout-outs. I got shout-outs to Battery. I know he's not listening. And The Fuck Up.
There we go.
That's a name.
So I got some shout-outs.
Anybody else?
Let's see. Who can I shout-out to?
Anybody you want.
I don't know. Well, let's see. If George W. Bush is listening, what's up, you know?
Yeah.
I hope you like us hackers. We're very friendly people. Just, you know, stop trying to clamp down on us. We can be your best friend or your worst enemy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
All right, so George W., well, we're sure he's listening. He's got to be.
Yeah, he is.
One of his cronies is listening.
Yeah. Okay, now, anybody else have anything they want to say? Any shout-outs? Anything?
Well, I would like to announce that just about an hour ago, I officially graduated from high school.
Hey! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, now a junior in high school.
All right, well.
Really nothing, but, you know. So.
Yeah, well, it's almost a senior, and then you're out, so be happy.
Yeah, I know.
So, now, who was it that graduated?
Kamikaze, right?
Kamikaze. Okay, now, are you going on to college, or are you getting a job? What are you doing?
I'm going off to college.
Well, I won't ask what school. You can keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
But, congratulations. So, what are you going to be majoring in?
I'm going to go for computer science.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I need to attempt that.
All right. So, now, what were you guys talking about before we put you on the air unexpectedly?
We were basically just chit-chatting about,
that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you guys were talking about the picture.
Yeah, I was talking about that bomb that hackers can turn your computer into a bomb. Yeah.
Oh.
Posted in chat.
Huh.
Yeah, Screamer, in case you didn't go to that address.
No, I have no idea what that picture is. I'm actually a little nervous.
Well, hackers can turn your home computer into a bomb.
Really? See, I gotta see this.
Well, your family is Marine.
Wow, that's something. That's
macaroni.
Did
boom, it might not look like it, but it is.
Of course, it was published in the Weekly World News, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's computer is potentially a dangerous bomb that could go off at any time.
Yeah, well, I heard something on the news this morning on what is it, MSNBC or NBC? Well, it doesn't really matter. It was a story about that new Internet Explorer bug, you know, the one where you click on a gopher link and all sorts of crap happens. And, of course, they were saying how hackers are going to use this to take over your computer. And then they actually said that Microsoft is not fixing the problem, but they are moving ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, moving ahead. You know, don't worry about fixing the problem.
I don't even know what moving ahead means.
The one has Microsoft moved ahead.
Yeah, they are moving ahead. So, guys, you know, rest easy.
Yeah.
They're moving ahead.
They're just
ignoring the problem. Is that it?
I wouldn't say they're ignoring it, but, they're ignoring it.
I don't want to deal with it.
Oh, I got something to bring up.
Okay, what's that?
Kazad is, quote-unquote, data mining.
Data mining.
Data mining. All right. When you install Kazaa, I haven't done it. I don't know if it's totally true. It shares your whole entire C directory.
Ah.
No.
Sometimes. Sometimes misconfigure it. It was on Flash.
I'm not exactly sure who it is, but there's a program called Kazaa Lite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been using that.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if he has the 1.71 update yet.
But suppose, so I've not actually done this. People have their whole C drive shared. I search for it, and then they put on the site, search for inbox.dbx, which would be the Outlook Express inbox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you get that, and then you get someone's email going here. And now you download their email because it's on there.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy because people don't know their whole entire hard drive is being shared.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big problem that you can actually exploit with Samba that comes with Linux. You know, people don't realize that they have their C drive shared, and you can just walk right in and see everything they got.
And that's what I'm doing with I'm pretty much 802.11b freak,
mm-hmm.
doing all that stuff with the antennas.
Right.
And people leave this stuff open for anyone to see. Like, no one turns on it. Basic encryption.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basic encryption is automatically turned off when you throw in that Linksys wireless access point, and people are stupid enough just to let it roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happens at nearest major city next to me, Chicago. They've done humongous stories where you see like all these networks are open, right on the companies behind their firewall, ready to be just destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is, most people, you know, when they get their networks up and running, or when people have their computers up and running, they expect all these things to be taken care of for them. So they don't even bother to actually, look into the computers and see if they're secure or not.
Right, right. That's actually a very good point.
People don't know how.
People wait until there's a problem.
Yeah.
And they think that they're already protected, in many cases.
They tend to ignore it until it actually happens and they start bitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how it always comes up, because everyone, their exploit is found, it gets just, everything gets ripped open, and then everyone starts bitching at, Microsoft and hackers. We are, the quintessential blame.
Yeah.
Well, I blame Microsoft, so
yeah, and then,
I'm guilty of that.
And we go here on, and that's why they don't. And then I was watching Tech TV, and they had the guys from Woo Woo on, and they were saying how the guys that did the AIM, with the AIM exploit, and they are saying how they have a bunch of stuff going on for them right now. They found a lot of buffer overflows. They found, buffer overflows, a lot of programming errors. And they can't talk about it, because if they do, they're liable to be, destroyed by some companies.
Right, right. Because if they put the information out there, then they're putting these companies in danger, supposedly, right?
Exactly. Quote-unquote, in danger. But they're building shitty code to begin with.
Yeah.
It's their fault. They should be able to maybe run it a couple times, see what it's actually doing. Because you fly through this stuff, you make it look all nice and pretty,
mm-hmm.
but then there's no substance.
That's true, and I know that that's pretty much the way Microsoft works, because they want things to be easy, and especially their customers want things to be easy. But you can't have ease of use and security. I mean, maybe you can, but it's really hard to do. But listen, guys, we do have to get on with the rest of the show. So is there anything that any of you would like to say? Just a little last comment.
Macaroni's taking a piss on the air.
Well, that's good to know. We're actually more enriched now that we know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, thanks for having the guts to call in.
No problem.
And enjoy the conference line.
Yep.
Okay, sorry to cut you off at the end there. But, Dash, are you still there?
I'm here, my friend.
All right. See, that's the fun of a conference line. You can talk about anything, but you never know who's listening. We did stress that.
Yeah, well... See, exactly.
Dash,
I didn't even know what you were doing. I was just sitting there.
Dash, I told you I was going to do that. You're on the know, man. You're in the know, whatever it is.
Came out of left field for me.
Really?
No, it was cool. I don't know why we don't do it more often.
I don't know either. Well, because, when you do something too often, it gets to be monotonous.
Yeah, it does. So, good point.
Yeah, let me set up the second Unreal, and the final Unreal recording.
All right, cool.
So I know you're dying to hear that. And before we do that, get your pens and papers ready, because Unreal will have a number for us to call of a payphone that's out in the middle of the desert, more or less. So let me get to the second recording, and we can all write that down. Dash, you okay?
Oh, man, I'm dying over here.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, right.
Let's. You have a cold?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's a shame. All right, now where did this second Unreal recording go? Dash, what did you do to it?
Did you lose it?
Dash, you know I didn't lose it.
Leave you in charge of the show for 1 week, and this is what you do.
You leave me in charge of the show, but I got
and
the recording.
Once again, we're back with our friend Unreal. Now, why don't you update people as to where you are?
Okay, well, I'm right outside of a Carl's Jr. in North Central California, kind of in the middle of the desert, maybe 2 hours east of San Diego. Been driving for a total of probably about 6 hours today.
So you've been on the road for 6 hours, you have 2 hours to go.
That's right.
Wow, that's rough. So what kind of payphone are you at now?
I was just looking before I called you, it's actually another Kokon.
So. Wow.
MAH Communications.
MAH Communications.
Yep.
Does this one have the number on it?
Yes, it does, actually.
Oh, let's get that number.
All right, you ready?
Well, it's recording, so sure.
Okay, well, it's 760-370-9396.
All right, well, we'll play that back later, and we'll be sure to call it and have all sorts of fun.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, long after Unreal is gone, we'll still be calling. All right, so now you had told me that you have some mountains coming up.
Yeah, I got some mountains. I can kind of see the twilight right now. It's kind of really like late dusk right now. I can see it's flying a mountain. And after 6 hours of driving, it's already almost night. This is going to be interesting.
So what's it like driving through the mountains? Is it like a ledge on the side, and are you right by a cliff, or what's it like?
It's not that bad. I mean, this is an interstate freeway. There's guardrails and stuff, but really winding. It's kind of a pain during the day. Never done it at night, so.
All right. Well, listen, man, we're out there with you, so.
All right.
You have our support, and we wish you the best of luck. All
right.
And don't forget that on the next issue, yeah, the next episode of Hacker Mind, we will be having people on the conference line, so if you'd like to call into that, it'd be great to have you there.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to do that.
And, of course, I'm basically saying this during the new episode of Hacker Mind, but, you know, I like to confuse people like that.
Sure.
All right, so we're going to end this segment, and we're going to let you get back on your way.
Sure.
Yes, I do love confusing people. All right, we're back live.
We are back live.
Unless you're listening to this when it's recorded, in which case we are not live. But right now, we're live.
Yeah, right now, at this very moment in time, we're live.
Confusion.
Now, we need to call that payphone.
I'm calling it right now. I hope I got that number right. Oh, yes. The lovely sound of a cocotte.
Yeah, that's a cocotte.
Piercing through your ears, shattering your brain like a pane of glass. Let's see what we can do.
Voice in the background.
You hear a voice in the background?
Yeah, I did. Is that you?
It might have been.
Okay.
Do something.
I don't think it's going to do.
Do something. Dash, I don't think it's going to do anything.
I don't think it's going to do anything either. I don't think it's cooperating.
It's a sucky cocotte out in the middle of nowhere.
Who has a cocotte in the middle of nowhere?
What was it? MAH Communications?
MAH Communications, okay.
Dash, go look them up.
I don't want to look them up. They have crappy cocotte.
Listeners, go look them up.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing better than ordering your listeners around.
Yeah, I wanted it to ring. I want somebody to pick it up. I want to talk to somebody out there in the desert.
Yeah, I know. But it's a cocotte, and the phone companies of the world, especially those cheap cocotte ones, just don't want us to have any fun whatsoever. Fun as in, well, let's say calling your former university and telling them you work for AT&T and that the payphone next to them will be ringing and then having your best friend call up that number.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Again. Yeah, so let's see here. You know what? I want to close by talking about virtual network computing, but first we have some viewer mail that we want to get to.
viewer mail.
Yeah, now, Dash, you had told me that you have some viewer mail for us, so it's all you, man.
Oh, I thought you said you had some.
No, you were the ones that got the mail, so.
Yeah, we have to wait for me to get it, because I totally forgot.
Alrighty, so we're going to wait for Dash to get...
You don't have any viewer mail? I thought you had some.
No, both of the... you had told me that, I got some viewer mail. And I said, all right, we'll read it on the air.
Actually, one is a follow-up to a letter we read, 2 weeks ago.
All right, well, better late than never. Let's hear it.
The other one is from... I forgot.
Well, one at a time, one at a time.
I'm just saying, I might have more. I haven't checked my email lately, but...
No.
Yeah. Hold, please.
You're putting me on hold?
No. Okay. I'm not. When I put you on hold...
Yes?
Yeah, what...
Okay, Dash, well, I'll just play with my computer.
I know.
I'll just click buttons.
If I had cable, this wouldn't take so long.
Dash, I know you at least have it written on little notepad files or something.
Wait a minute, I got an email from Hotmail Member Services.
Well, don't worry about that.
Protect your Hotmail account this summer.
You can't do that. That's not possible.
Okay. Here is the follow-up email. It's from J-Rom.
Okay, from J-Rom.
And we read his... email a couple weeks ago, and he writes back and he says, Dash, I am writing back about last week's email I sent. First, I would like to say thanks to Scream for not helping me with NetBIOS. I found a very in-depth tutorial that explained more than just access, unlike the one you wrote, Scream. I did like it, though, and you were right. It is very easy. I just never used it before. I kind of felt offended last week and was looking for more than just a little info on that. I was hoping you would try to understand my views on hackers flaming on noobs about using Trojans and then not even pointing them to a more manual approach. I have to stand my ground on this. I believe that we all appreciate the sharing of info and could all put back into the same scene we so freely take from. If that involves taking a couple minutes a day to write a tutorial or help a person realize there is so much more than just script kiddie approaches to hacking, I must say, Dash, Scream took me all wrong. He likes to call you Scream. I was playing with the phone line since 8 years old, and I am a Jedi Knight of social engineering. I ain't just trying to be a hacker. I am a hacker. I always wanted to know more, and I always try to learn more. I'm always buried into learning more about computers, and I do appreciate what you guys are doing. I love the show, and I like the zine. So keep up the good work. So apparently... He took offense to something you had said.
Well, what did he do? After I had said what I said, he went and he found an in-depth tutorial and he taught himself.
Yes, he did.
So I taught him well. I didn't give him a handout, and a lot of people are usually offended, but, you know, it's nothing personal, you understand, because...
He took your advice, and he also took offense.
Yeah, he took my advice, and... you know, now he knows that, well, you know, asking people might not get me the best results. But listen, it's nothing personal. What you got to realize is that, you know, I don't consider myself anything great. And I know Dash doesn't, because he's not that stuck up. Very few people do. So we're not trying to sound like we're better than anyone. But when someone comes to us and asks us, I guess what you would call a newbie, whatever question, something kind of simplistic, whatever that may be. You gotta remember that we do, especially when we have a show, we get, hundreds of people asking us these questions. Now, do we have to actually sit down, stop ourselves, and explain to them how to become a better hacker over and over and over? I mean, he says that, you know, just point me in the right direction. I've been pointing people in the right direction since I was, 12.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but...
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
You get what I'm saying. I mean... It's so hard, you know, it's so annoying to have to answer the same question over and over and over. And when J-Rom comes to me and asks, you know, I'd like to figure out how to get into someone's personal computer, which I'm already against, you know, and I don't want to use a Trojan, I want to do it a better way, so tell me about NetBIOS. No. Go read. And he did. So I'm sorry if he took offense to my advice, but he did take my advice, and I think he's better off because of it.
Yeah, I think he took your advice, but for some reason, he's also mad at you a little bit.
Well, I'm not mad at him. Come on down, and I'll buy him a beer. All right, now, the next email.
I have an email here, but it's rather long.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. let me see. It is from Pox.
Okay.
Pox. He says, Dash, I've listened to the show from the 16th, and I figured I'd add to your fan mail. You guys seemed a little depressed. I guess we seemed a little depressed on the 16th.
We're depressed?
I don't know. Anyhow, I agree. Hackers aren't taught what they know. They learn what makes them hackers by themselves. In days of old, as now, hackers are usually referred to as masters of the computer, particularly programmers, but that doesn't mean they just sit around reading books on how to be a hacker or programming techniques. That's to be an inventive, creative, and curious state of mind in a hacker all the time. Like a broken soda machine, their head has to continually spit out questions and answers. Otherwise, the person wouldn't be a hacker at all. They'd just be a human computer. I think that Benjamin Franklin would have been a badass hacker because of his state of mind. For that matter, Leonardo da Vinci and other inventors like Edison, etc., would have been badass hackers. The reason here being that these are people who thought for themselves. They aren't cows that depend on input from some other brain. We are the people that create memetics, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we start the ideas because we dare to explore and test. I feel I can relate to the people above mentioned and many others, including yourself and Screamer, because much like them, I explore. I have my own ideas. I have my own way. This, I think, is what makes me a hacker. Really, this talent extends beyond computers. I have all sorts of ideas. I'm a ham operator. I like to get into satellites. I have ideas about art and drama. I've made entirely original poems, pictures, scripts for plays and movies. Many are finished, but that's not the point. The point is, I have ideas about the computer and about the world it operates in. Like dual parallel, I like to explore my surroundings and go romping through tunnels and searching through trash cans. I don't necessarily want to do harm, I'm just curious. I read outdated technology books sometimes just because I like to know about vacuum tubes or how stuff used to work. To answer the question of the week, I'm the kind of person that would want to search through a governmental project building just to learn about the latest, greatest stuff. I would have liked to be in Tesla's lab or Einstein's lab library. That's my personal high. It's all about what things can do. I want to know what I can do to bend the rules or break them. I want to know about the TCP/IP protocol from a WinXP perspective. I want to know how to send more packets over a shitty voice line. I want to know how to break free from gravity. I want to know how to send electricity from point A to point B with nothing in between. I want to make my glass chessboard glow. Screw buying an antenna, I'm making my own. For that matter, why buy another AC-DC converter when I could just make one for half the cost? Why buy a car stereo amp? Why should I pay for an acoustic cupboard for my laptop? $150 without freaking rages. What about those ultra-bright LEDs? They don't use very much power. Why can't I make a badass flashlight out of them and not pay a Jesus for it? And there's people who say that perpetual motion won't work. Who's tested every possible avenue of that? Besides, it doesn't mean that you can't make something so efficient that it lasts 4 or 5 lifetimes. I've heard of magnets acting as a fuel source, so to say, of a perpetual motion idea. I've seen an idea actually work and not lose any momentum after almost a year. I'm the type that complains about restrictions that make no godly sense. I think people restricting themselves to the idea that cars only run on gasoline, that's such bullshit. Anyways, that's what makes me who I am. That's what I think is a very important aspect of a hacker, is the difference between a hacker and the common help desk technician that just reads the book and can logically think up his own answer, which in turn is why many hackers don't even bother with the help desk. Well, that's my 2 cents. Hope that you actually read this. Chances of that are good if your fan mail situation is as bad as you say it is. Hell, you might read the first 3 lines and just delete it. Then I'd compare you to my county judge or my congressman. Well, point being, I hope you read this asterisk. If so, then I've captured your attention long enough to spread yet another one of my memetics. That comes from Pox.
See, Pox, that could have been a whole article in Frequency, dude.
That is a really, that's probably the best.
If you want to send something like that, send it to Frequency.
That is a very, 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 that's the coolest fan mail I've ever gotten.
Frequency needs articles. All right, good letter. Any more mail for us, Dash?
That's about it.
Now, you had told me that you had one more.
Oh, one more. Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to read that one or not.
Absolutely.
All right. Hang on 1 second. This one comes from Rabbit Rabbitus. He says, hey, Dash. Then you help me out a little more with direct emails. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but I really need some more insight. You don't even have to tell me how about where. I know there's hundreds of places to get cracks and cereals or what have you, but how to use them? A little direction, please. By the way, how's a website called HackerMind not going to discuss such topics? I mean, for real. I guess I'm misunderstanding its purpose. Again, by no means am I trying to rain on your guys slash gals parade. Just trying to get ahead. Peace. Rabbit, rabbitus.
You know what gets me about that? That people see the name Hacker, and they automatically assume that, ooh, these are the guys to go to find out about how to put a crack into a game, you know, or how to, what folder to put it in, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's kind of like, oh, I want a credit card number. Think I'll go ask a hacker. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with having a credit card number. It's what you do with it. And I'm not saying that I have anything against cracks, but it just kind of hurts me that people see the word hacker and think, ooh, that's who I should ask. They'll help me.
Yeah, they'll know all about it.
Now, we had a big flame war going on,
yeah,
pretty much.
Granted, I do know about cracks and cereals, but still.
We had a big flame war going on over at our board about this, right?
I don't know. I haven't really paid much attention to it because I don't like flame wars.
Well, yeah, a lot of people were yelling, and then I think even, let me see, what was the name? Lady Two Fingers came along?
Yeah, I guess.
Made a post saying how we should help Rabbit Rabbitus because, you know, we're hacker mind, you know. There again, the word hacker. We have to help people with this stuff. And I think he called us a bunch of freaking posers. And he informed us that, you know, he's got 8 years of, I believe it was 8 years of computer security behind him, so... No, don't go dissing him because he knows what he's talking about, right?
You're right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, Dash, checking the logs of that message board, mm-hmm. didn't you find something unusual?
Well, besides the fact that Lady Two Fingers and Rabbit Rabbitus are indeed the same person.
Yeah, besides that, anything?
Besides that, no.
Hmm. Yeah. We kind of take offense to that. When someone makes a post saying, I don't know anything, help me, and then when they don't get help, making a post that basically insults the intelligence of our listeners and our website viewers or visitors or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not going to stop. People are going to be doing that. People have done that, you know.
Oh, there's no stopping it. I just found it funny that this person who claims, I've got 8 years computer security behind me.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. That's what they do.
They don't even realize that we can check the logs and see that Rabbit Rabbitus and Guest are the same person.
Yeah, it's not even that important.
No, it's not. But when they insult our listeners, Dash, it gets to me. It gets to me.
Yeah, I know. I know you love the listeners. I know they're like your children, but still.
They are.
Right, they're like your little babies.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I was going to get into virtual network computing, but I guess we'll have to save that for next week. So, there you go. Next week, let me mark this down so I don't forget about it. Next week, virtual network computing and how you can see someone else's desktop and they don't even know about it.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's next week. Find out how to see someone's desktop right after we just told you, don't go into other people's computers.
Yeah.
We're proud to be hypocrites.
We are, though.
Very, very proud. Now, let me just close up the notebook here, Dash. Any closing comments?
Any closing comments?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hand 2 is next month, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hand 2, whatever, is next month. Oh, here's something I wanted to say. If you want a copy of Beyond Han 2, send in your name and your mailing address to screamer@hackermind.net. You don't have to send in any money, of course, until we actually have the product done. But the people that send in their name and mailing address will be guaranteed to receive the video first. It's going to be about $20. So this is not a commitment. If you decide later that you don't want it, you don't have to buy it. But this will put your name in the top tier of people to receive it. And but please,
you're opening the door for people to reserve it.
Yeah, pretty much. So please, if you can, we have no way of knowing, but just only send in your name if you're sure that you want to pay $20 for Beyond Han 2, which will feature scenes from Han 2, as well as behind the scenes Han 2, and a bunch of other goodies.
Yeah.
So send in your name and your shipping address, wherever that may be, to screamer@hackermind.net. And of course, as with the viewer mail, if you want to get your comments on the air, you can send email to screamer@hackermind.net or -@hackermind.net, and or hey, call the conference line at 305-503-6666, extension 947, and talk with your fellow hackers. But that'll just about do it for this week. So yeah, we'll see you next week with some info on virtual network computing.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, of course. And that's it. So
that is it. I guess we're done.
You ain't gotta go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. So we'll see you later, Dash. And listeners, farewell to you. Until next time, this is Screamer Chaotix for Dash Interrupt saying play it safe, but never, ever, ever, ever stop exploring. Bye-bye.
Wishing to disclose known or suspected violations of the law or the corporation's ethics policy. The preferred channel is through your supervisor. You are not required to leave your name, but we would appreciate your doing so. We do not know where your information will lead, and we cannot guarantee that your information or your call will be held in confidence. However, it will be treated confidentially to the maximum extent practicable. At the tone, leave your message, and please be specific.
Yeah, hi, this is Bill again. Listen, I really wanted to report myself, okay? I didn't write DOS. I bought it. You know Windows, you know that whole Windows thing? Nope, not me. I took that from Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Oh, listen, I hope we could just put this behind us, you know. I'm really sorry about that whole Internet Explorer thing. Who knew reporting the problem could get me in this much shit? Oh, man. I gotta go. I gotta go download the newest episode of Hacker Mind. I'll see you later.